NPR's Robert Smith has been traveling with the campaign of former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Robert joins us from Madison, Wisconsin. Robert, Howard Dean has backed away from calling Wisconsin a do-or-die state, but he did put a lot of time and money into the effort there. Third place, as it would appear to be what he's getting in the exit polls, that must be a disappointment.
Oh, it's devastating. Now, you have to realize that a lot of people with the campaign know that it is functionally over, at least this active campaigning part. A bunch of aides were talking about going off to Mardi Gras tomorrow, and this was before we heard those exit polls. But at the same time, they were at least hoping for a strong second. Howard Dean himself had said, well, you know, a win could be a win, but a win could also be a strong showing. And to take third after spending more time here than any other candidate, they went to parts of the state that no candidate had visited. They went to the north, the south, small towns, and they spent a lot of money on ads here. And to finish so far back, if that turns out to be the case, is just stunning for these people.
So if former Governor Dean has no wins for his campaign, and if he's missed some pretty important second places that he might have gotten, what's his rationale? How would his people argue in favor of continuing, those who do make the argument?
There are not that many making the argument, but the man in charge, Howard Dean, who says he speaks for the campaign, has, from what I heard, not fully decided. How do I put this? Has not fully decided the form his campaign will take. Mm-hmm. Now, they will not be actively campaigning, that's clear. It's uncertain if they're going to be able to still raise a lot of money from the internet as they have. We just don't know at this point whether he's decided to drop out, to formally not be a candidate anymore, to maybe try and stay on the ballot, or to maybe try and form a movement, some sort of political action group that can continue his message on. He just simply doesn't know yet.
To talk about that last possibility for a second, I assume you say that because somebody's talking about it there. What is the idea that a presidential campaign could somehow transmute into a movement?
Well, it's a unique presidential campaign. I mean, it already has the feeling of a movement. You have a group of people who are passionately connected to this candidate and the ideas, organized over the internet, but also in a grassroots way. They're willing to give money. They don't want to give up. You hear from the blogs, the weblogs on Howard Dean's site. And the rationale, when Howard Dean talks about it, he just talks about continuing the fight, still being there, keeping people together. He sort of talks about it obliquely, but clearly he has a powerful force, and these people have not given up on him yet. So he wants to remain a positive force, he says, in American politics.
Okay, Robert. That's Robert Smith of NPR News, who has been covering the Dean campaign in the Wisconsin primary. According to network exit polls, Dr. Dean is running third, and Senators Kerry and Edwards are very close in first and second place.